Hello, everybody, and welcome to Dollars. I'm joined, as always, with Chris Reynolds. How you doing, Chris?
Phenomenal, Alan. Just smashed a Maxi Bond in the studio. Just eating my feelings at the moment because I've definitely come down with a little bug. Straight into the school year, straight into a bug. But outside of that, I'm doing really well. How about you?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Look at you, back at work for a minute, and then you're like, better call in sick.
Yeah,
I'm doing all right. Short week is always very, very good. I just, not working 5 days is the best. It's so good. And just having that extra day, like on Sunday, just knowing I could just chill because I got Monday off. Mwah. Oh, it's just, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how we do it. I don't know how we every single week just work 5 days every week. It's the worst. It's the worst.
Yeah.
But now, so doing all right. Just chilling at home. Nothing too crazy going on this week. How about you?
Nothing too crazy. Just threw in a sneaky sign up for the first social day, which is sneaking up on us.
Yeah, nice. I'll have to have a look at that myself. Are you in the Ace Pot yet?
Club? No, tell me how to do that.
Just go on to the Melbourne Disc Golf Club website and go to the pro shop that they have there, and it's one of the first things available, I think. Otherwise, just search for Ace and it will come right up. I believe they're running a special at the moment that anyone who was a member last year can get a discounted price this year up until the first day, I believe. So get in. There's not that many in at the moment. So I'm organizing the list this year and there's only like 10 or so. So when I get that Ace, let's go. But some chump like you will get it and then not get paid. And that's great for me. So
I'll be signed up before the end of this podcast.
Nice. Bit happened. We were talking last week about the tennis and old mates. I've already forgotten. Who's the Demon Orm.
Yeah.
And we're like, man, when's the last time we had an Aussie that even made it through this far? And we were quickly reminded that Ash Barty won it, like, real recent.
Real recent, 2 years ago.
Oh man, we're just we're out of the tennis. Like we both, I didn't realize Demon Orm was even any good. So, yeah. But of course, yeah, Ash Barty, the weapon. So she won that in 2022, I think. So Aussies have been doing plenty. We just haven't been paying attention.
Correct.
Who ended up winning in the end?
The drug cheat.
Oh, who's that?
Oh, did we not talk about this?
No.
Oh, the bloke he was playing against, Sinner, he has failed consecutive, drug testing things.
Mm.
And he's about to go up against the tribunal with WADA or whoever they are. But it's all, like, coming up now. It was after the Australian Open, so he was permitted to play the Australian Open. But, yeah, he is, like, so much better than he's head and shoulders better than everyone else. I don't know if you end up watching much of the Demon match, but that guy's a freak. And yeah, you end up winning the final in straight sets, like pretty comfortably.
Yikes.
So it's looking like he might be a drug cheat.
There you go. Now, after the pod finished, I had a look at the scores and I was like, I can go to bed.
Yeah.
Did not check into any of the Demon. And yeah, I think I saw Sinner end up getting the win, but yeah, was not aware of any of that. So very interesting. See how that shakes out. Maybe the Demon will be back. What happens then if they find out? Oh, they probably just vacate it, huh?
I don't know. Who knows?
What else? Oh, Ricky announced that he's gone to MVP, right?
Oh, I'm so lost. I'm like, this has actually flown me by. I don't know where Ricky's going. What is happening?
Yeah, phone you by. I sent you the rod sheet and you were like, how about the Ricky announcement? I was like, oh, there's a Ricky announcement?
Yeah.
And then I saw something that he was at MVP. Was that a fan-made thing?
It might have been a fan thing. I don't know. All I've seen is he's leaving dynamic discs.
No shit. There you go. Yeah, I didn't even see that, so... Yeah. Very, very interesting. I was like, surely he can't go to MVP. They got too many people already, right? Am I crazy?
I've also seen rumors that maybe he's going to Discraft. Yeah, I don't know.
Discraft? They got even more people.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
That's wild. Yeah, it'll be very. I can't imagine there's that many landing spots for a big dog like him.
Like, I know.
This graph's stacked. Like, they got Paul's getting all the money, and AB, and they just brought in Ezra, and I don't know, a ton. Like, it's too many people. They couldn't fit him in, surely. And then MVP, surely. How are you paying Eagle and Simon and Ricky? Like, people are pulling back from contracts now. They're not leaning into them. So that would surprise me. Is Latitude just going to shark another? Or is who are we missing here? Is he going back to Innova? Surely not. I don't know.
It's a mystery to me. It's a mystery to me. I was completely thrown by the announcement. He'd be well-placed to ask for a bit of Bitcoin again in his next sign-up as well.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, we got at least to the end of the year for before it starts turning to shit, I'm sure. So
yeah.
Maybe just the first year contract.
Yeah.
Wild. But the biggest new thing that I think I've seen is the Australian Masters Cup.
The run sheet threw me for 6 years. I went straight on. Masters Cup's one of my favourite tournaments, and I was like, Masters Cup, is that snuck up on me? It's not until May, and I was like, what's going on here? And then I clicked, oh, yeah, it's the Australian version.
Yeah, the better version.
The better version.
My old man and who was the other? Oh, I'm going to get yelled at for this. I can't remember, but a couple of the old fogies had a good chat.
Isn't it bespoke?
Yeah, I think it probably is then.
Yeah.
I just emailed them, actually. I'm getting the trophy sorted for the Rugby Rumble. So I think they've had a good chat, and they thought, why not get a Australian Masters tournament going? And they put an email together and got it out with the help of the ADG to all the people that are 40 and above in Australia, and they got a survey of, you know, would they like it, what would they like to see in it, and it's looking pretty positive at the moment. So I don't know exactly how it's gonna shake out. Like, they've had questions in there, would you like it, you know, back-to-back weekends with a major. So it's going to be in Victoria this year, but the plan is to move it around the country. So weekend before, weekend after, Vic Open, or is that sort of too much? Would you choose one over the other? Would they go both? A lot of stuff like that. Would they rather see it as a just a standalone event in its own month, or da-da-da-da-da? So I think they're fishing through all that info, and they're going to try to put something together, and then try to put a bit of a roster out so that next year it's at a new state, and a new state, and a new state, and it travels around. Yeah, and they're going to offer everything, like MP55 if there's people that want to play it. You know what I mean? And MP, like, the old man qualifies for MA60 now, so they'll run MA60, whereas you wouldn't have enough of that at another event to warrant it, but... it'd be pretty interesting to see, like, 100 odd 40 ups rolling up to an event, don't you think?
That'd be huge. I mean, I'm only 12 months away from these shenanigans, so obviously I'll miss out on the Victoria version, but I'll be ready and ripe to go when it's a Tassie version. Bring it on.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the response has been from people that are over 40 that don't play, like, they've been playing in MA1, MA whatever, that are like, oh, I'd play that. Like, I'd get around that. So, pretty cool, very cool initiative there by my old man, and I think it's Anthony as well, on board. If it wasn't, sorry. But, it could be a really cool thing. So, keep an eye on that. And the Vic Open got announced.
Yes.
Reggio opens... Don't have that in front of me, but this weekend or Tuesday?
Tuesday or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right. In Bendigo.
Bendigo, baby.
Can't wait. It's going to be dope. I love playing that Bendigo course. So if they're going to do something to make it a bit more Vic Open-y, bring it on. I can't wait. That's beautiful there, and that'd be very, very exciting.
Oh, so much potential for, like, a 980 rated course easily.
Yeah, well, hopefully they don't go that nuts.
Hopefully they don't accidentally whiz it. but Yeah, it's so gorgeous up there, and I need an excuse to go play that course again.
Mm-hmm, 100%. Very, very keen, so I'll be registering for that. Everyone else should do exactly the same. And the Ruffy Rumble, by the way. Everyone get on that. It's actually come ticking up pretty close now. We don't have many people in any division, so I might have to try to get the email list from last year and harass some people, see if we can get some numbers up. But yeah, get on the Ruffy Rumble and the Vic Omer people.
Everyone's just lacking at the moment. Come on, people.
I know. We went too hot with the Summer Cup. Everyone's had their fill, but
yeah,
they'll quickly find we're starting to get into a grim... Well, we're not getting a grim period, but I'll say we're getting into a grim period so that we can get people on board. You and I both got a sneaky little email the other day.
We did.
And yeah, felt very, very special. What was the email that we got?
Yeah, so I might just bring it up, but Mr. Andrew Ferguson, OG Geelong disc golfer himself, just sent, you know, a Dear Chris email. We appreciate your efforts that you put in to help grow the sport in disc golf in your local community and would like to invite you for early registration for the 2025 Lake Dewa Cup, March 22 to 23.
That's exciting. You immediately said, did I get an email? I had a look at that. I'm, well, of course, you know, we do a lot for the disc golf community in Victoria and Australia, and it makes a lot of sense. And we're like, oh, that's, yeah, thanks for that recognition. And then we see some of the retro start rolling in, and there's just some random names. I feel like Fergie just messaged everyone who bought a disc from Flying Disc Score in the last 5 years, maybe.
Something like that. There's some names on here that I'm... Look, their contribution has been huge. It just flew me by.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it has been huge.
So I would be very interested to know what that list looks like. But it sounds pretty cool, right? It's out near Bacchus Marsh, right? Which is not even that far from Melton.
No, it's 10 minutes past Melton. Just out to Bacchus. So now, if you're ever driving down the freeway, to play Ballarat or Mount Xavier, you've got a couple of courses you can stop off at. But yeah, I'm getting the sense that maybe it's at a school camp type setup, Lake Dewa Discovery Camp disc golf course.
Mm.
But it's a fully installed rad 10 basket course. They're going to cap it at just 50 players. We're definitely going hard early because Fergie does say in the email that he's going to promote it from the 31st. So listeners, keep it on the down low, yeah? Keep it on the down low.
Sorry, but folks.
If you go to disc golf scene, you can sneak in.
Don't tell them.
You can sneak in, guys.
Shit.
Get in on it.
Whoopsies. Looks good, though. They're going to do one round a day over 2 days, and they've got free camping on site. So that sounds like a nice little bit of a piss up for mine.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It sounds like a good time. And it's like $80 for pros, $50 for AMs, was it?
Something like that.
Cheap tournament, two rounds, just Saturday arvo into Sunday morning. But the course will be open Saturday morning. So I guess my plan is to get there Saturday morning, play around so I can see the course and then then get stuck into the afternoon round.
Mm. Yeah, that was my plan. I signed up, was excited, looking good. And then about 2 hours later, I had to send Fergie a message saying, oh, hey, buddy, can't actually make it because they've just announced that the SA Open is on, and it's on that weekend. And I always go to the SA Open, so that's going to have to take preference for me. And I'm very much looking forward to that. Anyone who can make their way out to that, I highly recommend it. It's at the same place it was last year, which could be the new home of the SA Open. Bel Air National Park, and it was dope. I very much enjoyed it last year. The course is really good. I think I described it last year as kind of an Inverly Whites, but with elevation, hills up and down, and it doesn't hate you like Inverly hates that you play it, and I don't think Bel Air hates that we're there. So it's very enjoyable, very beautiful, and they've got a caravan park right there, right next to it. We stayed there, had a bit of a crew going last year, which is pretty cool. Pool, barbecue, the whole works. So very, very much looking forward to the SA Open. So, yeah, get to that if you can. If you can't get to that and you're a special person like us, or you just follow Chris's advice, go to the Lake Diwa Cup. Big name in Lake Diwa, though, right? A big name we've seen.
Oh, is he not also potentially one of the names on Ruffy Rumble?
He is 100% one of the names on Ruffy Rumble.
Yeah, so absolutely massive name. Out of retirement, Mr. John Farnham himself.
Yeah, Dill Feldman, for anyone who saw the meme, but maybe had no idea what I was talking about because they're not old. Dill's back, and John Farnham might have had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 retirements last time tours that weren't the last time.
No.
But yeah, Dill's back. We called it last pod. He was out there playing in New Zealand and dominating, and I guess he's like, oh, maybe I'm not that hurt.
Yeah. No, so, exactly.
Yeah. So yeah, he signed up for 2 events now, so we'll see how we go. Maybe we'll get him at the Vic Open.
Exactly. And I'm also signed up for both of those events, so my W's are done for 2025.
Right. Yeah, that sounds about right. I gotta wait till next Summer Cup as well.
Yeah.
I had a chance on the weekend, though. I went down to the last Summer Cup event in Chelsea at Bicentennial Park. We had almost a full field, 35 people showed up, and it was a beautiful day. So great conditions for disc golf, especially in the morning. Got a little blustery in the Arvo. Pretty much the standard Bicentennial course, but there was some changes. They had a big market going on and food trucks and the whole shebang. Alex organized the whole thing as a separate little part of the tournament.
Side hustle.
Yeah, just so we had something to go do during lunch, and greatly appreciated. Had some beautiful barbecue. They had some distillery tastings on site. I actually bought a bottle of rum and a bottle of whiskey. Productive lunch break for me, so well done there, Alex. And it meant that normal hole 9 was now the perfect sitting area to enjoy your food from the food truck. So did the responsible thing and abandoned 9 and 18 and made a couple fun little holes. Feel like Daz's influence was there. There's one in the woods that I feel like we've might have messed around with before. And just another cool little other one that they made up. So yeah, bit of fun. Good course, good conditions, and in the morning, there was some fucking good scores.
Yep.
Your mate, Mikey Hare, should have taken the thrower's guarantee. What were we talking?
Yeah, just a point or two.
Yeah, not like that.
Yeah, I should have jumped on it. I drew a line, and I called it. I said, Mikey's throwing clean. He's going to be in for an upset here. He won't get smashed by Ryan Deere was the version of the upset I went for. And no, he did not get smashed by Ryan Deere.
Now, first round was very, very impressive. Neg 11, 9-9-9 rate. Very disappointing for Mikey not to trickle up into the thousands. That is a bit sad. And then he was up against Dazza and Ryan Deere. The dough not putting up much, but Dazzle wasn't far off, and it quickly became a battle. Mikey started rough in round 2, and Dazzle was coming hot, and then it basically ended up just being like one stroke in it for most of the whole round. It came down to the final hole. Dazzle gets a 2, Mikey gets a 3, so they go to a playoff, and apparently Dazzle threw it straight into a tree. that's all she wrote. So big win there for Mikey. Dazza there in second, and Ryan Deere nowhere to be seen. Not sure. And it wasn't his Summer Cup.
Let's no, just say it was
that.
Not.
And then in my division, we had Penn coming out hot as well. So neg 11 for him, 9-9-9 also. But for some reason, I don't feel real bad about that. I was sad for Mikey, but I was pretty happy for Penn. That's good for him, a 9-9-9, I think.
That is good for him, you're right.
I told him, you want the 1,000, you needed to get neg 12. That was the rule at this Summer Cup. You get neg 12, you get 1,000 right around. And he got a neg 11, so that's Should have been better.
Should have been better.
And we were all, the rest of us were all trash, nowhere near that at all. So we, it didn't matter what happened in round two, Penn was going to win. And he beat us all in round two anyway. So so huge effort there, Penn. Smashed us all. I was there in second and I did not, yeah, did not play well. But wouldn't have hurt my rating too bad, I don't think. But yeah, the others kind of just fell apart in round two.
Yep.
What else? What else happened?
Anita Weber was there. Had a +5 round one, +10 round two. Probably not what she's looking for at Bicentennial. +15 event with just a couple of birdies. But away she goes. MA 40. Again, I don't see Taryn's name there. So Taryn does not get the chocolates, and Cooper takes them again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good event there from Coop.
Yeah, solid second round, 930 rated second round, very good. MA50, that's where the majority of the players were kicking around. And Doug Adams, we expect these performances a bit more often from Doug, don't we?
We definitely do.
And he doesn't pull them out often enough, but he wiped the field this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely murdered him. Wasn't close. 8 strokes ahead of next best. And then just a thick mess of whatever's left there. But yeah, Doug killed it. Doug absolutely killed it. So well done there, Doug.
Alex Evans had a good round one. Unfortunately, was not able to back it up round two. And obviously still took the second place. But yeah, Doug ran away with it. Kim Michelle, solid. Playing above rating both rounds, I believe. Yep. So well done to Kim. +8 would have had Anita covered by 7 strokes. MA3, Levi Norton got the chocolates there over Max Tats. Again, playing well above his rating. Max Tats played about his rating, so he still will be looking forward to his rating update. MA4, Wayne Hood, again, 6-stroke victory over Paul Baker and Ross Davies. Wayne Hood playing a cool 33 rating points above his rating. Managing a couple of birdies in round one, which was good. And, yeah, only going +3 for the day. FA4, ring-a-ding-ding. Bridget Albertston, +12. Does not yet have a rating, does she?
No, I think she might have been part of the new crew, potentially.
Yeah, so can play at +12. That's not awful. Nearly an 800 event. So welcome to the club, Bridget. Marcus Davies in MJ15. He can play. 850 event. Absolutely killed it. And then finally, Mia Daniels goes around for 36 holes again, back-to-back 36 hole weekends. Well done, Mia, to have another fun day.
Mm. We got some messages from Alex, the TD. A few notes. He said that he needs to be the favourite for TD of the year. He got that out early. He's like just letting everyone know. He brought the weather and the catering. He goes, that Reese guy has lost his touch. Imagine having a thunderstorm during your tournament.
Come on, Reese.
Exactly. He goes, a double spotlight for Mia Daniels, smashing out another 2-round event. As you said, like she's FJ08. It's tough getting the attention for all day like that. So very well done there. She said she spent most of her lunch break doing some putting practice at the basket next to the food trucks near the market. Loads of passers-by asking about the game and some of them having a go at putting. So a really, really good job there by Mia. A couple of new people in their first ever event in MJ15. They just came up against the freight train that was Marcus Davies. And that is the next mention. Marcus Davies getting better and better, +3 for the day, and he's still only 10 years old. So 848 rating for the day, very, very good for a 10-year-old. Bridget, Anita, and Kim all ended up playing in 3 different divisions, but only 1 stroke separated them after the first round. So that was a pretty cool little battle. And, yeah, he just says Doug was just too good. He reckons Alex said he was sort of in touch midway through the second round, but he birdied the last four holes to absolutely slam the door. And he feels Alex feels a little bad. He reckons he did Dazza dirty. We had HQ over near hole five, and so that's where the playoff ended up being, and not exactly a lefty-friendly hole, that one. So he feels a little bad for Daz, but I don't know. I hit that tree every time. I just want to cut that tree down. I hate that super tree. I can't play that hole, so I feel bad for Daz as well. But no, a great event, great wrap up to the Summer Cup. I love that this is a thing again, and I look forward to it next year. It's cool having a few other TDs doing them this year, so don't be afraid to put your hand up next year, anyone who's listening. You know, we could have had a Werribee event. What else were we missing? Maybe that was the only course we didn't get to, but I think we got to all the others, so really cool, and yeah. But we do have winners of the Summer Cup. So yeah, the standings are all out and updated now. So we'll have to have a look at that. Do you have any of that in front of you while I find it?
I certainly do. I caught my ear earlier, a moment ago, when you you made the comment, it just has not been Ryan Deere's Summer Cup.
Mm.
And then when you look at the MPO leaderboard, there is only one name at the top, and that name is Ryan Doe Deere.
Yeah, I don't know. It just seemed so. Like, it didn't seem like he played that well, but he probably did. He probably smashed like the hot start and something else. So maybe it was just the last couple of events.
No. It's your best three events, and in the MPO,
he only played three.
Yeah, only two people played three, so he took the chocolates over Vil. Just so Vil and Ryan played the three events, but and. Yeah, Ryan got more points than Vil, so well done, Ryan Deere. And then ran out the podium was Darren Stay-Smith. He was the highest of the two-round event people. Myself, I only managed the one Summer Cup event.
Mm.
If we go across to FA1, Anita Weber, done. FA2, Kim Michelle, done. In FA4, Bridget, getting the chocolates there. FA40, Tanya played. And FJLH, obviously Daniels played. In MJ15, Marcus Davies got it done over Lucas Weber. They both played two events. In a lot of these categories, you're not finding many players that have played three events. So you go to MA40, only Cooper Thompson played the three. He actually played six events.
That's got to be all of them.
Yeah, it has to be, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
So a few played five, Cooper played six. Well done, Cooper. So deserving of a prize there for sure. In MA50, we had a few play three. We had Alex Evans, Glenn Rolston, and Mike Van der Linden play three events. That's your podium, but in the other order. Mike VDL gets the win there, followed by Glenn and Alex. Finally, we find a division that have a bunch as well. MA3, you had Max Tax, Levi, Ash, Philip and Matt Daniels all play three or more events. There was simply no catch in Max Tats. He won by nearly 100 points there. So, well done, Max, getting the win over Levi, followed closely by Ash.
Yeah, I think Max destroyed one of the events, right? I think he had a crazy one. Melton? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, hard to rein that in.
And yeah, and then a couple of seconds. And in MA4, Wayne Hood gets the win there. MA2, look, there were six events in across the board. In MA2, I can see three names for a total of four events. Let's just call it here. Like, it's not a division.
It's dead.
Yeah, it's dead.
It's dead. You've
it's
killed
not
it.
A division. Yeah. And I think that's all of the divisions, isn't it?
No. There's the number one division, because it's got the number one in it, MA1. And I am miles ahead of anyone on that. Penn's there in second, but may as well be last. Not even close. And then we're the only two people that played three events, so it doesn't really matter about after that. It's just a little battle between myself and Penn. But do you know how the point system works?
Nah, no idea. It's obviously 1,000 points up for grabs, I'm assuming.
No. So it's got to do with your rating from the event. So okay. I believe it's the average rating of your event, your three best.
Okay, that checks out.
Which makes it very transferable through divisions, so that when you're looking at Ryan Dodia and he has 2,893 points.
I see where you're going.
And then you have a look at Alan Brunson, he's got 2,900 points. That means that Alan was untouchable this Summer Cup. He was winning no matter what division he jumped in. So I said it wasn't Ryan's Summer Cup. It was mine. So
That is good. Of course, that's how the point system works. That makes so much sense.
I got very nervous after Penn's almost 1,000 rated round at Bicentennial. I was like, shit. I was like, if he does that again, I'm toast.
Yeah.
But he didn't, so.
Right on, Alan. Now that you point that out, that's huge. You obviously would have been nice to get someone up here with a 3,000, and the closest there is you, 2,900. Close to, 3 1,000 rated events.
Not bad.
Not bad.
And next rating update should be successfully inflated just to have a false sense for the whole rest of the year. And we'll work our way back down and do it all again next Summer Cup.
Yeah.
Let's go. No, it was great. Thanks to all involved. Alex coordinated it, but Mike did a handful of the work behind the scenes with the club stuff as well. And I'm sure other people did as well. And thanks to all the TDs. Really, really cool. Look forward to it again next year, and look forward to my prize.
Absolutely.
All right, I'll have to get the run sheet back up. Next on the agenda was an Aiden frame. Yes. I meant to sneak this in last week and I forgot. You have no idea what you're talking about, what I'm talking about, do you?
No idea at all.
This is good because it gets me to talk about me playing good disc golf again. But when we were at Llewellyn, it seemed like every third hole, it was myself and Nath and Chris Scott. Sam Stoyer getting a birdie and Aiden not.
Okay.
It seemed to happen so often that instead of a beer frame, we started calling it an Aiden frame. And I really liked the sound of it. I was going to start promoting this as what we should just call beer frames from now on. It should be called Aiden frames. And Aiden, to his credit, came up with technically it's better, but I do kind of like shoving it to Aiden. But let's say you and I are playing with, Daz and Jacob, and we all get the birdie and Jacob doesn't. Well, that's called a Jacob frame.
Yeah.
It's very easy to score because you go, well, what happened? You're like, oh, it was a Jacob frame. Everyone knows what that means.
Yes.
I'll do the same. And just because when you say it's a beer frame, you have to, still then point out the person. But you just say, oh, it's an Allen frame. It's an Aiden frame.
Yeah.
So I carried that over to this weekend and sort of got that out there, and we'll go on with that. We had three Owls on our first card. It was Al, Don, Alex Evans, and myself. So we had a few Owl frames.
Yeah.
But I just thought that was cool. I think they're not called beer frames anymore. No one actually buys you a beer. So it's silly. That's how we're going to do it. It's a whoever frame. Whoever fucked it, it's a them frame.
I'm about it. Let's get that going.
Or it could just be called an Aiden frame.
It most likely will be Aiden. If you're on a card with Aiden, it most likely will be Aiden.
Exactly. So, that was a bit of fun. So, I'm keen for that. Stony League. I don't know if we talked about that last week or not, but because we had had a week off. But you got out there on Thursday, did you not? Last Thursday?
I did indeed. Was there 10 or 11 of us? 10 or 11 of us rocked up, which was awesome. Just playing regular stony layout. No crazy new holes or anything. It was a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
What was scores looking like? Yeah, anything special?
Chris Ronalds managed a neck 11, which is pretty handy. It came in at 986. It felt a bit better than that. It was a bit windy. But anyway, that's what it was. 986 Penn manager minus eight. Pretty solid. You know, anytime you take Sam down at Stoney, you've done pretty well. Got the chocolates over Sam by two strokes. I do want to point out in where are we? Week three. I want to point out Jason Widner in MA3 shooting a minus four. A cool 11 strokes better than his brother, who shot a plus seven.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. A mere 60 rating points above his rating there for Jason. Sick. He had it. I had Jason on my card, and I had David Wood on my card. They end up at a tie, but that was a ring-a-ding-ding. We started on hole five, and David Wood went birdie, birdie, par, birdie, birdie, birdie. So he was five down through six. And I think at that stage, me and Jason were both one under or something crazy. Like, we were nowhere near it. And, like, David had the box. And, yeah, it was just like, Jesus, David's going to bloody shoot 100 under here. But we clawed him back. I got on a bit of a run. And, yeah, Jason got on a bit of a run as well. Had a and sunk, like, a sick 20-meter putt on one of the holes. So, yeah, shout-out to Jason for a nice little round there.
Dope. And it's back on again tomorrow night. I don't think we've given it a shout-out. The name's pretty good. Stoyer does well with the names. So last one was a play on Sister Act 2, because I think it was the second league. So it was Back in the Habit. I like that. And now they've gone with Hole 2 Drift, which kind of sounds like Tokyo Drift. So I imagine that's what he's going for. But getting the famous hole two in there, I like it.
Thanks for pointing that out. Have not noticed the title at all until you've just highlighted
it. Yeah, I looked at it before. I was like, oh, I like that. It's clever. And it made me think of the Sister Act one. I was like, yeah, let's get a little shout out in there. Should have saved it for my spotlight because I got fucking nothing. The tour down under raged on again this weekend. It was the 2025 New Zealand Disc Golf Open presented by RPM Discs, which I believe is not New Zealand Nationals.
Mustn't be.
Yeah, I think that's just the the Aussie Open. And we had
exactly.
And it was taken out by Big Germ throwing his new discs.
Mr. MVP.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool. I must admit, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, huge, taking down some big names. After round one, he was six strokes off the pace, sitting in fifth, Jeremy Colling, with Luke Humphreys getting out of the blocks with a 1077 rated round one. What I did highlight to the boys during the week is he eagled hole 12, which is a par five. So Luke Humphreys on his way to a minus nine, takes the eagle on hole 12, three shots on a par five. The very next day, he goes and takes 12 strokes on that hole.
That's fucked.
So, like, we're all MA1 players at heart, so we've all had, like, nine-stroke swings on rounds, but I can't say I've never had a nine-stroke swing on a hole.
Nah, no way. Never, ever.
Yeah.
Shit, that's so bad.
So bad. And, yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say. Like, you know, if he pars that hole, he's on the podium just about. Yeah, God, that was a bad hole. I watched it, and it's hard to get a feel for it because there's OB lines that are not really well conveyed on camera. But basically, he throws OB on the drive. Like, imagine, like, playing perpendicular to a golf fairway, but he just shoots straight over the golf fairway. So he goes OB long, but he needed to hyzer left and never hyzer left. And then takes his drop and then just throws, like, without moving forward, just throws three throws immediately OB because he just throws over the line in front of him. So he doesn't get to move. Just goes OB, OB,
wow.
OB.
Wow.
Yeah, neck minute, he's like throwing up to like land on the island for a putt at 11, but for a putt at 10, but it trickles OB, so now he's putting for 11. and he misses the putt, so it takes a 12. It was brutal.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so rough.
Yeah.
I'm having a look and looking at Ezra Robinson's name there in second place. Same score. So is that back-to-back playoff losses?
It could be.
I think he might have lost the playoff.
No, I don't think it was back-to-back. Okay. It wasn't back-to-back. He did it the one beforehand. But, unfortunately, no W there for Ezra.
They are three events in, and he's got three second places.
Yeah. He's brought the Pro Tour curse with him.
He hates winning. He hates it. Oh, hopefully he can break through. When are they all leaving? Are they shortly? Like, the season starts soon, right? Or am I crazy? Or
I don't know. Is there one more event left? Something like that. I think some might be leaving now. I don't know.
Yeah, it looks like Ezra still has the New Zealand champs, which is this weekend.
Yep.
On his schedule, and then he's off to the Pro Tour. So I guess we'll see him all there. Well, Germs there as well. Yeah, all the names: Ezra, Sausage, Burridge, Humphreys. Yeah, the whole shebang. So
what about Canaston? Is Canaston playing the next one?
Let's have a look. I'm seeing a host of Aussies though. I haven't seen Canaston yet, but Jay Brady is there. Dan Frost is there. Aussie D, who I thought quit disc golf, I haven't seen him in a minute, is there. But no, Alex Canaston. Looks like he has gone home.
Come back to school. Mm. He managed
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. He played a 993 event at the New Zealand Open, rounding out the tournament with a 1,000 rated round. So I'm sure that's a bit better, a bit closer to what he's hoping for.
Mm.
So well done. Good way to finish out your New Zealand tour, Alex.
Mm, for sure. Atticus Alrastoon is there. Ryan Michelle is there. Reese Wiz is there. And Nate Parrish is there. How did I not? Did he tell me this and I forgot?
Nah, he told me. I did know that. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. I do like that. So we got a host of big names over there. We'll have to have a bit of a scroll. Looks like Mark Boland is there in MP50. And we've got Ed Hesline. Our boy Ed is popped over. I did know that, actually. God, I'm so dumb. I forget this stuff. Liam Brundelli-Brondex, Ed Hesline, Luke Robinson are all there in MA1. We got Claire Bruton there in FA1. Andrew Wisniewski, Jeff Helbron. Where we got Brad Curran, Boat McQuaid. That's the ace man himself. Is there, and who else? John Schlobom and Sean Anthony are all there in MA40. So we got a lot happening. Julius Smith, fuck, Eamesy's over there. Eamesy, Michael Smith, and Brett Cloak are all in there playing MA50. Eamesy plays MA50. I didn't know that.
Wowee.
Tanya Behan, of course, right there as well in FA50. There's no way that's true. And Stephen Bunting, Andy Simpson in MA60. The Aussies are all over it. Joe Paul in MA2. Big, big watch that for sure.
That's the one I shouted out a few weeks ago. I didn't know if he was playing juniors or what. Okay, so he's playing MA2.
Yeah, a few names I don't know in MA3 as well and MA4. So, tons of Aussies to keep an eye on. So, very, very exciting. I'll be looking after that this weekend for sure.
Next weekend
for sure. The 6th and the 9th of Feb. Yep, that makes sense. So, nothing's on this weekend then. All right, that's weird. Cool. That's everything on my run sheets, except for a thrower's guarantee. But I don't think is there anything happening this weekend?
There's only the social day.
Oh, that's this weekend.
That's this weekend. That's what I'm saying.
Gotcha.
People are lacking.
I am lacking for sure. Where is it?
It's at Werribee.
Oh, okay. That's
Werribee. Werribee on Sunday.
That's why people be lacking. I don't know. Have you got any thrower's guarantees?
Look, if you don't have one, I can park it. I was eyeing off Division B. I'm seeing Ash Wiedner, and I'm also seeing Matty Farina And I was eyeing off maybe a bit of a parked head-to-head.
Yeah, yeah. If you got one, I got one. I got the sheet in front of me. I can figure it out.
All right.
What are you thinking?
All right. So got Ash Wiedner, 874 rated, and I've got Matty Farina at 886. So Matty Farina still got Ash covered by a stroke or so, according to the metrics rating. But I would like to know, how many Frolla guarantee points would you give me for Ash Wiedner defeating Matthew by two or more strokes?
That's a will happen. It's one round, but that's a will happen. So he will to the tune. Oh man, how very confident am I? Three or four, like two or more. Yeah, he will. That's like a three. He will.
Okay. Good.
You're gonna back Matty Farina in for a seven?
I'm tempted. You know what? I am. I'm gonna run the gauntlet here, and I'm taking the seven on Matty Farina.
There you go. All right.
Now,
big.
Let's just clarify this just carefully. Matty Farina going down by one stroke, is that 7 points to me?
Yeah. Sweet. Two or more is, in betting terms, is a 1.5 line.
Yeah, sweet. Good.
Yeah. Matty minus 1.5.
Yeah, perfect. All right. So even if he goes down by one stroke, I get seven. Yeah. I love that. Come on, Matty. Backing you in.
He's going down by six, but. all right, let me have a look. What day is this? Is this Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday.
I'll probably come to this then.
Good.
I'll probably come to this. All right. I know Ryan Deere is out for blood. He messaged me today and wanted to know what he can do to get a PDJ rated round in. And I said, message someone at the club, see if you run a tournament. I was like, just do a little Summer Cup style tourney. So keep your eye on that. That might be a thing. Which would be cool. I wouldn't mind a bit of that. Like, we could have a social day at wherever on a Saturday and then a tourney at somewhere else on a Sunday. Like, yeah. I think that could be cool.
He should just come to Stony League tomorrow night.
Yeah, but I think he hates what happened at Bicentennial, so he's trying to get something in this cycle.
Yeah.
And I don't think Stony League will click into that until the league's done.
Yep, true that.
All right. So you've had a look at Div B. I don't love much of what I'm seeing at in Div A. So maybe I'll spend a bit of time in Div B as well. Ash Brookers has been up and about, so I think we do something around him. And Aaron Pondere.
Oh, yep.
So what's my head to head? One way or the other?
Aaron, just clean head-to-head, even each. Aaron would have to be a four, and Ash would have to be a six.
Ash six to win. I like it. I'm taking Ash. Ash Brookers head-to-head against Pondere. Tie no bet. So Ashley's got to win. He's got to get it done.
All right. Bang, bang. Big. We're away.
Div B is where it's going to be at. I might make this happen. I might make this happen this weekend. 9 a.m. Sunday. I feel like I could do that. I'll sign up on Saturday, but I might be able to make that happen. All right. Spotlight, not light to round us out.
Let me jump over to my notes here. I written anything down. I was going to, let's go with my not lights. My not lights is what we've just noticed here. It's Werribee signups. I haven't even noticed in the chat that, you know how they normally pull the 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock scenario, 8 o'clock, 10:30 scenario, because there's not enough signups.
Yeah.
It's only Wednesday, and it's just 9 o'clock. Like, what's happening here? 8 o'clock and 10:30 is dead? Or they've just killed it for Werribee because no one ever signs up?
That's probably it. I'm not mad at it because I didn't want to go at 8. Is that what it normally is, 8?
It's normally 8 and 10:30, yeah.
Yeah, 9 sounds good to me.
I'm disappointed.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
So anyway, Werribee sign-ups and lack thereof and the 9 o'clock tee off, all of that's killing me. And I could be wrong with the timings, but I'm sure they used to sometimes tee off at 8.
No, I think you're right.
Yeah, I think I'm right. So that's my not like.
Yeah, I can't think of anything I didn't like this weekend besides me not throwing so well at Bicentennial. But I can't, can't do that much about that. I'm not going to not like myself. what do you got? What about spotlights? You got anything there?
Yeah, I was going to re-mention Mia Daniels. So well done there again, Mia. But honourable mention. But my actual spotlight, I don't know quite how to word this one, but I think it goes to Dynamic Discs. I think it goes to Ricky Wysocki. I don't know. Obviously, I'm assuming he was under contract. I'm assuming this is like a Gannon Burr situation. And Prodigy obviously then just sued a child. But Dynamic Discs is like, we ain't going to sue nobody. Like, what the fuck? This is disc golf. See you, Ricky. Have a good one. So well done to both parties involved. Looks like common sense prevailed. And I'm now eagerly waiting to find out where Ricky's going.
Yeah, me too. Nah, cool. I like that. I like the mutual breakup. My spotlight probably just has to go to that Chelsea market. It was nice. Enjoyed it. We had a good barbecue lunch and a really nice rye whiskey. The rum was good too, but the rye whiskey was very nice. Very just like drinkable on ice as well, which ryes can sometimes be a bit of a battle. But nah, it was good. I like that. That was a nice little way to spend my lunchtime. So I'll give it to that. I can't think of too much else that stood out that we haven't covered. So I guess that's us for another week, yeah?
Wicked. thanks for putting up with my croaky, snotty voice. Hope my tissues haven't been in the mic too much, boys and girls.
Be right.
Thanks for listening.
All right, peace out, everybody. Oh, that's you. How did I steal that?
Peace out.